Kristen, you have pushed for a number of years to bring about regulatory reform, which is very important for economic development in Pennsylvania. Last year's budget deal included some of those reforms. So can you give us a bit of an overview as to what was accomplished?
Lohman, for far too long, outdated and inefficient permitting systems have really held back Pennsylvania's economic potential. And Pennsylvania's permitting overhaul didn't happen overnight. I think one of the really neat things for me as a York Countyan is it really began right here in York County. And we have now seen the results of these reforms come to fruition right here in York County. So, not a lot of people know this, but the reason that we call red tape, bureaucratic red tape, is because government regulations used to be bound in this red fabric tape, which ironically was manufactured right here in York County at the York Narrows Incorporated. And we actually, back in 2019, launched a legislative package of comprehensive regulatory reform right there at that very location where the original government red tape was manufactured. And we wanted the message to be very clear, to be unmistakable, and that was that Pennsylvania was being tied up in its own red tape, and it was time to cut it. So I was joined by colleagues, former Rep. Seth Grove, Rep. Mike Jones, former Rep. Dawn Kiefer, she's now Senator Kiefer, former Senator Mike Regan, and former Representative Greg Rossman, who's now Senator Greg Rossman, at this very site where it was manufactured to say, it's time to cut that red tape, we've got to roll out the red carpet, and we need to tell businesses everywhere that Pennsylvania is open for business. So fast forward, here we are 6 years later, nearly, from when we held that press conference, and less than a mile away from that factory, right across the Codorus Creek, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, they announced that the very first permit issued under what's called the SPEED program, which stands for Streamlining Permits for Economic Expansion and Development, literally occurred at a place called the Towns at York Creek. So the old Dentsply campus was able to use this new process and take what would have been a four-month process to get a permit and complete it in 51 days. They cut the process by more than half of the time it would have taken. And that included the full public comment period. So DEP's internal review process only took 21 days. And people said, well, maybe they were just lucky. There was no luck involved in all this. It was literally the SPEED model working exactly as we intended it to do when that reform was signed into law in 2024. So really cool. York County is now the model for how a modern permitting system should function. It needs to be faster. It needs to be clearer. It needs to be more accountable. It needs to be more predictable for everyone involved. And so because of the success that we saw in 2024 with regulatory reform, we actually took it a step further. And so what really began as a very targeted tool for just very specific permits within DEP is now growing into a broader, more powerful framework. We're bringing more permits into this streamlined, transparent process. We're bringing in more industries, more applicants. And so now if you apply for a permit or an application within a state agency, you will now be able to go on and track it online, similar to how you track a package that you ordered off of Amazon or a meal that you ordered off of Uber Eats. you're going to be able to see exactly where your permit is in the process. And to me, the expansion really strengthens Pennsylvania's ability to deliver timely decisions, because nothing is going to fall through the cracks. You are watching it at every step in the process. It also reinforces that accountability that we need across state agencies. And it's going to give those job creators, communities, anyone applying for those permits, the confidence that they need to move forward without fearing that they are going to have months upon months of uncertainty. So, in a nutshell, we got regulatory reform done not once, but twice. The first time was a limited bite at the apple that really began to produce dividends, and we came back and we said, we can take this even further. We can continue to expand this type of reform. We can further cut that red tape, and we can strengthen transparency.
We are talking with State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill about regulatory reforms that have already occurred. Took you a long time to get it done, but this is Pennsylvania. Congratulations on your tenacity. So you've had reform. You've taken it a step further. Is this the end of the effort, or do you still have more to go?
Well, Loman, I will tell you this. We may be good. We can always be better. Now, for the first time, one of the things we got was that for certain permits, they will be deemed approved within a defined timeline, giving applicants even greater confidence in a really fair and predictable process. That deemed approved language only applies to certain permits, but it is, people have used the word historic. This has never occurred in the past. So that's great. But we know we can do this for more permits. And right now, what's really exciting to me as somebody who has championed permitting reform for so many years and broader regulatory reform, we're now starting to hear people all across the political spectrum talk about this in a meaningful and productive way. You know, there's a lot of conversation right now out there about the challenge with finding affordable housing. We're starting to hear more moderate Republicans and even Democrats say, you know, part of the problem is all of the regulations on building housing and all of the permits that people who are building housing incur. And that's driving up the cost, which is making it less affordable. That's huge. When you think about that, because in the past, the folks on the left would simply say, well, if we put more money into it, it's going to be better. We know that throwing money at a problem doesn't solve it. You have to get to the root cause of what's driving that spending. And to hear people say that housing affordability goes back to permitting delays and regulatory challenges, that gives me a lot of hope that we're going to be able to get more of this type of work done that's really going to make a difference in the lives of so many people.
Kristen, this all, of course, is very helpful for businesses, for manufacturing, for bringing these jobs into Pennsylvania. As an ordinary citizen, why should I care about this? What is the benefit to the ordinary person who gets up every morning and goes to work?
I am so glad that you asked that question, because it's not just businesses, manufacturers, it's our farmers. And when their costs go up because of overregulation and permitting challenges, we see that cost in our food. It's about your local municipality that wants to go and build a new facility to house the equipment that takes care of your roads. You pay taxes to them. Anytime they have greater expenses in building anything, it goes right back to you on your local property tax bill. And it's also about families and neighbors. And I had an elderly lady come into the office. Her husband had been put into a long-term care facility. She wanted to go and join him. And they couldn't sell their home until they got a DEP permit to to fix a septic system. And without being able to do that, they couldn't sell the home, and they needed that home to be sold to be able to pay for their care. This type of reform impacts and benefits everyone, whether it's a local governmental entity, whether it's a taxpayer, it's just an average, everyday person in the community, your farms, your manufacturers. It impacts everyone across Pennsylvania.
One of the other achievements of the budget deal last year, Kristen, was the fact that the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, Pennsylvania, was pulled out of that. It had been really brought gas development, natural gas development in Pennsylvania to a halt. Do you see removal of that level of regulation? Do you see that helping spur the gas industry in Pennsylvania to become even bigger and more impactful than what it has been?
Absolutely, because what that has said to the people who are producing energy is you are going to have a predictable environment to work in. And I think it's also great news for everyday ratepayers. I have family who lives in New Jersey, and I was helping pay my parents' bills while they had some health issues. And right on their bill is something called the Reggie tax. It literally is right on their bill. And that increased the amount of their bill exponentially. Pennsylvania ratepayers are not going to see that tax because Senate Republicans fought to make sure that it wasn't enacted here in Pennsylvania. So it's going to hold down the cost of our bills. It's also going to hold down the cost of energy because those energy manufacturers, those energy explorers, those people who are doing business here now have a sense of predictability of what their costs are going to be in this market. That's a really good thing.
So we have some things moving in the right direction, finally, here in Pennsylvania. A lot of it due to the efforts of Kristen Phillips Hill, who represents the 28th State Senate District in York County. Kristen, if we have folks who would like to read more about all of these different efforts, where can they find you?
Look me up online. I have a website. It's senatorkristin.com. That's Senator KRISTIN.com. I am also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and always appreciate hearing from Pennsylvanians, especially those that are my constituents.
State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, as always. Kristen, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thank you, Loman. Always a pleasure.